Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Ann Wilkinson. She's the founder of the Pella Shakespeare Company.
Ann, thank you so much for joining us today. The Pella Shakespeare Company is back this year after a one-year hiatus and some big things planned for this summer. And if you could just kind of bring us up to speed on what's been going on with the company, with the troupe.
We're just making a few changes. We took the year off last year because we were all kind of busy and not able to devote the time to what we needed to. So this year we decided we'd come back and we would just concentrate on our youth troupe action because that was where we had the most fun. And also we want to keep the kids interested in what we're doing because we do plan to come back with the same level. It may take us a year or two, you know, but we will be back. We're figuring out some different funding sources and looking for maybe a more permanent rehearsal space than we have. But what we have planned for this summer are shorter weeks of work with the kids, and we're dividing it into two troops instead of one troop. So in the past, we've had a big, gigantic troop of 30 or 33 kids. Mm-hmm. This year, we are going to have a teen troop and a youth troop, and we're going to divide them. The youth troop is our 10 to 12-year-olds, and then our teen troop is 13 to 18, and no more than 15 kids in each troop. So for the first time, we are actually going to have auditions for our youth troop so that we can limit it. We are bringing back Andy McGuire, who is a Central College graduate who directed the youth troupe twice before. And Andy has actually been off. He's worked with the Des Moines Playhouse with their kids there. He has been up in Minneapolis. He was working with a group called Climb Theater, which is an educational theater group that goes out to a four-state area. And we're really tickled to have him back. So this is going to be even more of a kid-generated performance because rather than doing a full-out production of, say, Midsummer Night's Dream, we are going to let the kids work with Andy to select scenes that they want to work on that are appropriate to them, both to their skill level and to their interest level. I know for the last couple of years, the kids have been wanting me to let them do Hamlet or Macbeth, so maybe we'll have some scenes from that. Oh, but the really exciting thing is we have a gentleman by the name of Jason Tipsword, who is a fight master. Isn't that a great name for fight master? Jason Tipsword. And he's going to come in and work with the teenagers and set a big brawl up for them, stage fight up for them that is from the street scene in Romeo and Juliet.
So, and that'll be all choreographed?
They'll learn how to throw punches and tumble and do all of that. And then he'll put together a fight scene with everybody who's in the teen group. And that will be their end moment in the show, I think.
It'll be a really fun way to wrap that little
part up.
Wouldn't
that be great?
Oh, yeah.
No pointy objects, though.
So with your role as chair of the theater department at Central College, of course, do you try to get Central College students involved in these productions as well?
Well, that was the initial idea. The Pella Shakespeare Company grew out of a class at Central, and it was based on Central College students' interest in doing some Shakespeare. So way back when, 8 or 9 years ago, we did our first production of Midsummer Night's Dream in the park, which was an all-adult performance, and I had, you know, a handful of Central College students involved. So the youth troupe came up as a way to allow some of our college students to expand their directing experience. They had probably already done directing at Central. So we make sure we have two college students involved. And then if there's interest, there's usually a high school student who is an assistant. And then the adult troupe has always consisted of, you know, a handful of college students. And then purposefully, we wanted to involve community members. Mm-hmm. So we've had a lot of the USP folks and non-USP folks, people from as far away, driving in from Iowa City.
Really?
To do the show with us, yeah.
So a pretty popular event, the Shakespearean culture here in Pella.
Yes. Well, it's, you know, where culture meets nature.
Very. And as we were talking before, to put on a performance like this in the park, where the audience, I mean, not just an in-the-round sort of thing where you're close to the audience, but the audience almost getting involved in this production.
Yeah, we have certainly had incidents where, for instance, in Midsummer Night's Dream, where the little kids just kind of come up and join us on stage. We work in the parks. We work here, out at the lake. And, of course, we've gone into Des Moines and performed there. And then when it rains, we end up in the auditorium somewhere. So it just depends on, we try to pick a space that fits the piece that we're doing. Mm-hmm. This year we are, again, because we are limiting it. The teen workshop is only 5 days. It's going to be from July 11th through the 15th, but it's all day long. And then they're going to perform on Saturday night, the 16th, in the park. And then the youth troupe, the 10 to 12-year-olds, are July 18th through the 22nd, and they will perform the evening of the 22nd. They're only going to work from 12:30 to 3:30, and they probably won't have the stage combat. They may have dance. But as I said, this year, for the first time, we're limiting the number that can participate, partially because our time is limited. So we are going to have auditions. So June 4th, which is this next Saturday, at the Joan Kuiper-Farver Auditorium over in the Community Center, we will have auditions for the youth troupe from 1 to 3. And they don't have to prepare anything, just show up and bring a good attitude.
Be ready to read.
Be ready to read and improvise and meet with the director, Andy McGuire.
The goal here is to try to get kids introduced to theater and introduced to performance and Shakespeare, a great way to do that. Is it difficult? Do you spend some time at the beginning to sit down and sort of boil these stories down into modern terms so that they know sort of what the story is? Because Shakespeare is not always the easiest thing to read and to grasp.
We do spend time with them, letting them know what the story is about and talking about it. However, you know, Pella's a great place. The kids here are pretty well versed in the arts, and it's surprising. They come in knowing. Now, it's been nice because in the past we have sometimes done, so for instance, we did an adult version of Midsummer Night's Dream. The next year the youth troupe did Midsummer Night's Dream. So times they have seen it done the year before, so they have that grasp on it. But we do find that you know, we spend a little bit of time with them explaining what the story's about. The teen group this year will work a little more on scansion, so they have more of a feeling for the language. It's always great to see them get how much fun Shakespeare can be and how silly he can be. You know, he's not just some dead old Shakespeare writer, you know, just
right.
Gone. Right. The thing is, too, you know, it's been proven that kids who do theater, who are involved in the arts, do better at school. They often have a better grasp of worldview because they have dealt with things like death and betrayal and, you know, mercenary tendencies. They've play-acted them so they understand them, so they are able to view things in the world and see what's going on a little better. They have a wider grasp of life, I guess.
Sort of a better cultural understanding and a better grasp of things as a whole.
Of things as a whole, that's correct. So, you know, we have a good turnout for auditions, and we've had wonderful audiences show up for us. You know, families kind of love to come and see it. And as always, we're free. Our performances are free. We're calling them workshops this year because they are shorter. The workshops are always free. And we have great support from the city of Pella. Gives us a place to perform and rehearse. Central College helps us by giving internships to the youth troupe through the theater department. USP helps us with costumes. You know, we've always had terrific underwriting from Vermeer and Pella Corp and the Community Foundation. So we're very lucky.
A lot of active players in this, and not just the actors and the directors.
That's correct. It takes a whole town to put on a little play.
Certainly. What is the thing that you want for kids to take away from this experience, if there is sort of an overarching idea or anything like that?
I think what we want them to take away is just security in their own creativity, to trust that they have wonderful creative instincts, and that, if nothing else, that, you know, theater and Shakespeare are understandable and manageable and enriching.
And fun, hopefully, too.
Yes, fun. Lots of fun. And we want them to go away as good stage combat people.
Just a little bonus this
That's
year.
That's right.
All right. Well, Anne, thank you so much for your time today. We sure do appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and make sure everybody comes to the June 4th 1 to 3 auditions.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.